somebody that is smiling, 88-year-old lady. Her name is Mayor Holo.
Marie?
No, it's spelled M-A-I-R-E.
Oh.
H-O-L-L-L-O.
H-O.
Oh, sorry. I can't not do that.
Mayor Holo. For 50 years, this 88-year-old has been watching skydivers from afar at the Parachute School of Toronto whenever she would drive up to her cottage. She always wanted to do it, Anna. Have you ever jumped out of a plane?
Oh, hell no.
Not happening.
Ain't gonna do it.
Nope. No.
There's only one way I would do it. If I was on a flight and the pilot was like, hey, guys, thank you for flying to Friendly Skies or whatever airline you're on here. By the way, this bitch is going down. Luckily for you.
It's a parachute under your seat.
There's a parachute under every seat. We don't tell anybody this because we don't want you playing with it. But, yeah, if you got the balls to jump out with a parachute on, you'll have a shot. If not, you dead AF.
Yeah, no, that's the only way I'm going to jump out of a plane.
I'm on that boat with you.
Yeah, so, well, if we're on a boat, we wouldn't need a parachute. But, yeah, but you couldn't jump out right then. Like, you got to time it, right? Because if you jump out at 35,000 feet, you're dead. Ain't no air up there. So you'd have to be, like, standing at the door with everybody with their parachutes on. Be like, all right, tell us when we can go. Like, you're trying to keep calm and keep your head together while it's like, nah, just heading towards the ground.
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
Well, it's your only shot. But to jump out of a plane voluntarily? Nope.
I wonder when that became a thing, like recreational skydiving. I wonder when that became a thing.
Like, I think it was...
Like whose brilliant idea was it?
I think it started with military, right?
Oh, like, sure it did. The airborne, yeah.
Yeah, it became like obligatory if you got to drop in on the Germans. They're like, how can we do that? I don't know. Let's build a thing that slows you down. Yeah.
Let's make it fun now and for the civilians.
Some jerk-offs are like, I want to do that. That looks fun. Yeah. No. No. I had a buddy of mine just did it on his birthday. He goes, my birthday present to myself is I went parachuting in Zephyr Hills.
Like, why are you so offended by that?
I just think it's dumb.
I don't think it's dumb. It just there's two types of stress. There's like eustress and de-stress. And for me, jumping out of a plane would not be like eustress. It wouldn't be like exciting. It would be terrifying.
But there's a higher chance of you dying doing that for fun than, I don't know, going bowling or something, you know, maybe seeing a movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, some people like the adrenaline rush, the thrill, you know. Maybe they won't see tomorrow. People get excited by these sorts of things, Johnny. I don't understand it either.
I don't get it, man.
No.
I don't get it at all. I used to have a buddy that would talk smack to people and get his ass kicked because that was an adrenaline rush. Like, he's like, dude, I fought the guy and he beat my ass. I knew I didn't have a shot beating him, but just knowing that he could have killed me was so, like, such a big adrenaline rush. Yeah. And I'm like, you're an absolute moron.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody has, you know, their thing that they like to do.
I drive fast, allegedly.
Yeah, you do. I've seen you whiz right by me on the bridge.
Yep, and I was driving. I
like to take medicine that's not approved by the FDA.
Huh.
You know?
Huh.
What's going to happen? I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, you do gamble with that.
We learned last week Johnny likes unprotected sex.
Oh, yeah.
That's his risk-taking right
uh-huh.
there.
Yeah, because I don't think my swimmers swim very well. I think they're doggy paddlers, so I ain't worried about it. Plus, I have very good timing when it comes to that.
Good timing?
Yeah.
Like rhythm?
Well, that, but also timing when it comes to...
knowing the cycle.
You know, like in a swim meet, right? Like let's say Michael Phelps was racing a shark, which
okay.
is a really stupid idea. That would never happen. Never, ever happen. You don't just start swimming when you want to. There's a starting gun, right?
Yeah.
So you got a starting point. So I am very good at timing when the starting gun goes off, making sure
and not participating in the race at all.
Exactly, going, guys. We're not swimming today. We're not swimming. Instead, you're skydiving is what you're doing. Yeah, see what I'm saying?
I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Free falling. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. Do you have a bucket list like?
Don't die. That's my bucket list.
Well, I mean, obviously not like a big one. You're young. You're very young.
So young.
You're so young.
Oh
you're
God.
You're
Talk
a baby.
About it.
You're a baby. Look at you.
The faces, though.
Faces.
Oh, you made poo-poo? Did you make poo-poo?
Oh,
your face says you make poo-poo.
No, but there's got to be something that in your head you're like, there's something I got to do before I die.
I would like to do a lot of traveling. There's no like one place where I'm like, gotta see that. I want to see some stuff.
Yeah, like yeah. I really want to go to Japan for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like I just always wanted to because when I was a kid, I thought I was going to be a ninja.
Yeah.
Like I really did. Like way before the Chris Farley Beverly Hills Ninja thing, I was a fat kid that really thought I was going to be a ninja. Like
that's the movie that you're referring to ninjas with?
Well, because when I say that, I don't want people going, oh, really? Chris Farley made a fat guy a ninja movie. No, this is like in the 80s with Revenge of the Ninja and Enter the Ninja. Shokasugi was like the big ninja guy. And then American Ninja with Michael Dudikoff and all. And then Chuck Norris was fighting ninjas in the octagon. Like, I was so into martial arts and wanted to be a ninja so bad as a kid. I always wanted to go to Japan, you know?
I think you're going
to
be very disappointed.
In Japan?
That there's no ninjas.
I think there's ninja.
Ninjaing around.
I think ninja is plural. I don't think ninjas is the way. I don't know.
What do you mean? It's not plural.
It's not? You have to say ninjas?
Yeah.
Huh. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We want to hear your bucket list. If there's something that you have not done yet that you would love to do before you're taken out, like Snooty.
I know.
I'm sure Snooty had a bucket list.
I think before I die, like right before I die, I just want to see like what the whole, you know.
In the moment.
Right, what it's all about.
The meaning of life?
No, like heroin. I just want to try it, you know, because people like sell their kids for this
stuff.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be awesome.
I want to see what the big, you know, shebang is about.
Yeah, I thought about that. Like if I get terminal cancer or something like that,
yeah,
be like, all right, let's, you know, instead of doing the morphine, let's hit some of that black tar. I want the good stuff,
that
too.
That good. Yeah.
I feel like people sell their kids for the new iPhone, too, but I'm not doing that.
That you're going to have to. The new one, I think, is $1,500. So if you're listening, son, sorry. Daddy needs more gigs. Let's go to the phones real fast. Mike, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show. Hey, Mikey.
You got him turned up.
I do, though.
Mike, you dead?
Mike. Where you at, Mike?
Say hi to Snooty for us, Mike.
Oh, there he is. Michael?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, talking about the bucket list, right?
Yeah.
Well, for my bucket list, it's more of a return to. Me, I want to go back to Iraq and do what the other private soldiers are doing, putting a fight to ISIS.
Okay.
I did a lot of work over there, putting schools into place, helping build dams and power stuff. And when they invaded, they tore everything down. I want to go there, build it back up, and take those fights to those bastards.
So you were a contractor. You weren't part of the military then?
No. First time around, I was United States military, infantry.
Okay.
I put bullets to people.
Okay. So are you not eligible to re-enlist and go back over there? I don't understand. Or is it just, is it something that you plan on doing?
I'm too old to get back in.
Well, now what you need to do is go over there as an independent contractor that just happens to be carrying weapons, you know, and be like, yeah, no, I'm just the cable guy over here. Blip, 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 take that, you ISIS bitch. Right?
Well, there's guys over there that sold their houses and sold their cars and sold their businesses to go there and then buy along the free Iraqis there fighting against ISIS. Unfortunately, I don't even have in. I'm hardly having a hard time just paying rent on an apartment.
I got you, buddy. I feel your pain. Well, you know what? That's a very noble bucket list item, and I hope that whatever is achievable, that you'll be able to get that out of the way. And thanks for your service,
yeah,
buddy.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah. Oh, one thing about the skydiving thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. It's an adrenaline rush. I got paid $150 to jump out of an airplane. Technically, it was more jumping and hanging for 4 seconds, but
yeah,
it's a hell of a view to see from up there.
Yeah, I'd be more worried about the innocent people below me being covered in my poo-poo. You know what I mean?
I was worried.
Good point.
I used to jump in Texas. I was worried about landing on a cow.
Yeah, that's not good. I had a marriage like that. Thanks for the call, Mike. Take care, pal.
Thanks, all buddy. Right.
Later, buddy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.